Good morning, everyone. Let's see if we can stump our good friend Todd Zwillick down in Washington. Good morning, Todd.
Oh, boy. Hi, John.
Quiz time. All right. Congress makes the laws, right?
Yep.
What else do lawmakers make when they're making laws?
What else do they make? What, political hay?
Good. Campaign issues, right?
Yes. Oh, yeah. Oh, sure.
We've already got some in this session. What do we got already?
Campaign issues? Well, we have deficits. We have Elena Kagan.
Unemployment insurance being held up by the Republicans. That's been framed as a sort of Republicans are against unemployment. But the amount of money that perhaps the biggest campaign issue looming before lawmakers dwarfs unemployment insurance. What are we talking about here, Todd?
Oh, well, we're talking about tax cuts, the real third rail of American politics. And we're really talking about those Bush tax cuts of 2001 and 2003. Now, the thing here, John, is that they're getting set to expire on December 31st. And now Democrats have some really tough choices. They have to decide what to do. They've always hated those tax cuts. They thought they favored the rich and starved federal programs of all the revenue they needed. Well, it seems like a no-brainer. Those tax cuts they hate are going to expire, so you just don't renew them, and you'll be fine if you're a Democrat, right?
Well, even President Obama referred to this back in the campaign in 2008. Listen.
Yes, I'm going to roll back the Bush tax cuts for the very wealthiest Americans so I can give 95% of the American people the middle-class tax cut they deserve.
Now, that sounds politically viable, but Congress is saying, wait, not so fast.
Here's the tough choice. Raise taxes on the rich for most Democrats, people who make more than $250,000. That's not too big of a deal. But what about all of the middle class people who got tax cuts under the Bush tax cuts? Democrats say we're going to extend those for at least 2 years. We're not going to raise taxes on the middle class. It's an election year. The problem is because those tax cuts were supposed to expire, if you extend them, it's going to add to the deficit. And boy, we were talking about big campaign issues. How about that ballooning deficit? So we got some tough choices coming up for Democrats here. They don't want to raise taxes on the middle class, but if they extend those tax cuts before December 31st, there's another $250 to $300 billion on the deficit.
And we're already at a trillion with 3 months to go in the fiscal year, right?
Yeah, that's right. And so some really tough choices, it becomes a question of timing and a question of policy for the Democrats. You become politically vulnerable, of course, if you balloon the deficit and then you say, do we want to do this before the election? Should we do it after the election? Should we have a lame duck session to do it? They've got some really difficult choices here. And if you start raising taxes all over the place when the economy's in the tank, you might wind up stifling investment, stifling people from investing in the markets.
You have an issue for 2012, which goes right to the White House. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent, talking about tax cuts expiring and tough choices for Democrats. Thanks, Todd.